Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We play everything on 98.7 Simon. What's happening with you? I'm Sean. There's Maddie right there.
Oh, hi.
Get up, show. You ever lived below people in an apartment building?
Yes.
Did you have a good experience with that?
It's gone both ways. I've had the walking around people, and I've also had quiet people.
I've had the kid playing basketball right above my bedroom people.
Oh, God. Woo-hoo-hoo. That's a lot.
I've never heard of this one before, but people have moved in. A one-month-old pony named Miles into their fourth-floor apartment. Because they have a little farm, and the mom rejected the little pony.
They have a little farm, yet they live in an apartment?
Yes.
No.
So they brought the little horse home and brought it upstairs to the fourth floor. They have to wake up every 2 hours with the little baby horse and give it warm milk to feed him.
Where's it going out? Like, do they have to trumpet down the stairs?
Get bogged down in all of that.
I mean, that's all I can think of is annoying. I mean, it's not just walking around. I mean, it's all the other stuff that goes with it.
Says if they forget to feed him, he comes around and rouses them, pushing his nose on them, waking them up. And they say that not one neighbor has complained yet.
Because not one neighbor can believe this is actually happening.
The vet thought there's no way this thing is going to make it through the night, the first night they brought it home. And now they're saying maybe in about 3 weeks, it'll be able to move out of the house.
I mean, look, it's sweet and it's adorable, but come on.
They say it sleeps either on a mattress or on a sofa, a horse in the house. My grandfather was a carpenter, and he went to look at a job in Nancock, Virginia one time, and he walked in the back door going towards the front door. In the front room is a horse on a mattress, and everybody walked by like there was nothing going on.
Yeah, it would. What's your problem?
Hey, is that your horse?
That's Gary.
Duh. But at least it wasn't on the fourth floor, man. Cloppity clop.
Where else do I keep my horse?
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.